Their way into an overnight air tragedy in Ukraine. A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in the eastern part of the country. Reports indicate at least 22 people on board were killed, while two others are said to be injured. The Russian-made, accident-prone Antonov aircraft went down as the pilot tried to land during a training exercise. Ukraine's Deputy Interior Minister, Anton Gerashenko, called the incident a shock. Just hours from now, U.S. President Donald Trump will announce his choice to fill a Supreme Court vacancy. It'll happen at the White House. It is widely believed Mr. Trump will name conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett. The move would shift the nation's highest court further to the right and set up a possibly explosive Senate confirmation fight with Democrats. This less than 6 weeks before the U.S. presidential election. Barrett would replace liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died at the age of 87 last weekend, after 27 years on the Supreme Court bench. If, as expected, Barrett is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate, she would expand the court's conservative majority to a dominant 6-3 margin. It is something President Trump clearly believes will energize his important constituency of religious conservatives as he campaigns for a second term. Among the immediate fears for Democrats is that the 48-year-old Barrett could help overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. She could also tilt the court toward abolishing Obamacare in a case that is set for argument shortly after the November 3rd election. Amy Coney Barrett would become only the fifth woman ever to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. It is something sure to be part of Tuesday night's first TV debate face-off between President Trump and his November opponent, Democrat Joe Biden. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. There were new street clashes in Belarus today as security forces detained dozens of protesters as crowds rallied in central Minsk, again accusing President Alexander Lukashenko of rigging last month's election. One group of women chanted, "Our president is Sveta," referring to opposition politician Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, who they say won the vote. That is when riot police dragged many of them into vans. Others were arrested nearby. Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely aligned with Russia, has been rocked by political protests since Lukashenko's claim of a landslide victory in the August 9th balloting. He's dismissed opposition accusations of mass arrests and abuses as a Western smear campaign. France has opened a terrorism investigation into yesterday's Paris knife attack that seriously wounded two people near the old offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Once again, journalists were targeted. Two members of French production agency Première Ligne were stabbed as they took a cigarette break outside. Because of the parallels with the Charlie Hebdo attack 5 years ago, the case has been assigned to anti-terrorist prosecutors. Four U.S. states reported record one-day increases in COVID-19 cases yesterday as the nation topped the grim milestone of 7 million infections. Wisconsin, one of the states where cases are rising the fastest in the hard-hit Midwest, reported more than 2,600 new infections, surpassing its previous record set a week earlier. Minnesota, Oregon, and Utah also experienced record numbers. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. pandemic death toll at just under 204,000, with 7,034,000 COVID-19 infections. The worldwide figure is nearly 32.6 million virus cases, with fatalities closing in on 990,000. The World Health Organization says infection rates are climbing across Europe and is calling on governments to be proactive to deal with new outbreaks of the disease ahead of the flu season. Cities around Britain are reimposing pandemic restrictions in the face of a new wave of virus cases. The city of Leeds is barring people from meeting members of neighboring households, either indoors or in private backyards. London itself is on a COVID watch list and could find itself soon saddled with new restrictions. Britain is fourth in the world in COVID fatalities, 42,000, with the number of cases approaching 426,000. In France, restaurant and bar owners in Marseille are protesting a French government order to shut down today to battle a resurgence of coronavirus numbers. France recorded almost 16,000 new cases yesterday. The official death toll in the country, 31,675. Officials in the Australian state of Victoria said today social distancing pandemic restrictions will be eased earlier than previously announced as new daily numbers hold near three-month lows. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.